Hello, good evening. 3 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here on a Wednesday evening. And it's the last show with Tina for a little while. Tina will be taking a short break until everything is settled into her new home. So please take it easy with Tina this evening. Yeah. I'm sure she'll do a terrific job as per usual. So, you know, but give her some love because it's not easy, is it? You know, moving, it's a big thing, you know. My washing machine arrived today, yes. It's had a little bit of a fault, but, you know, nothing that we couldn't get through. It was rattling a bit when and before the engineer went away, he said, do a wash in it and let us know what happens tomorrow. Well, it's kind of cured itself. So, I don't know. Let's see what happens. Let's use it tomorrow again. We've got a load of washing to get through. And we've got a big cork here to get through now. So we better get on with it. Right, so there's a strange number in the studio, which I've never seen before. And it's not a telephone number. It's not a Google Hangouts or anything like. It's very strange indeed. Okay, could be from outer space. we've just been watching Battlestar Galactica. Oh, God. Yeah, where they go back to the 1980s. I think we'd all like to go back there now.
Oh, my back. Good evening.
What do you think, Tina? We'll go back to the 1980s.
Yeah, just not watching Battlestar Galactica again. Not a film.
I wish I could go back to when the back wasn't.
Battlestar Galactica. I'm not going to even say what I'm thinking, but yeah, it might offend
some. Oh, I know. What's he to say? That was kind of crazy program, that. But yeah.
I tell it.
Oh, it's okay, Taylor, to do my wash so far.
I've still got some more to do tomorrow.
Yeah. Carol, I need to start. Okay. Karen.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hello, I'm calling up from Chicago. My name's Karen.
Hey, Karen, how can I help?
I'm going through a rough time. I'm in the process of moving right now, and it's been quite challenging. I'm trying to get the money to move. I'm trying to borrow it from family, friends, and my boyfriend, but I'm wondering if you see anybody coming through for me. I'm waiting for my income tag too, but I think that's going to be late. So.
Okay. You have got somebody with you. I feel as though it's a lady figure. Okay. I do feel as though there's a lady figure with you, and she's saying to me, you just have to have a little bit more patience than what you are doing, Karen. Would that make sense?
Yes, I'm trying to do too much. Yes, trying to get everything out of here.
Yes. I feel as though it's either a mother figure or a grandmother figure. It could be an auntie figure as well. Okay. I do feel she's saying to me, you've just got to have a little patience, sweetheart, because... you're one of them people who likes everything done like yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
she's saying you've always been impatient somewhat, okay? Because once you've got your heart set on something, you want it moving there and then. Does that make sense?
Yes. I just want to leave here. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. She understands what you've been through, Karen. Okay, she's saying she understands what you've been through. Okay, she is with you on what you've been through and what you're doing now. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes, the place that I'm at, they're trying to run me out, and They did something to our tub, like the water's plugged up, and they've been every morning they come and they bang, and the new owners want to get us out of here any way possible. So we're moving
right,
either way,
okay.
But they want to really get us out of here.
Yeah. So she's on the right lines of saying what she feels what you're going through, and what you're going through now is very, very stressful, obviously. But she's saying that sometimes patience is a virtue.
Okay.
She's saying she does feel as though you'll get the money together to move because you've seen a house or a property of some sort that you want. Would that make sense?
Yes. We've already secured the place where we're going to stay temporarily. Yes.
Right. Okay. Because she's saying, because of your patience, the way it is at the minute, she wants you to just like calm yourself down. And she's laughing as she said this, Karen, but she's saying to me, I've got to tell you to think before you act. Would that make any sense?
Yes. Because I tried donating some items and the place that I went to donate, they said, you already donated too many. Leave. Please leave. I couldn't even donate.
Right,
so
okay.
I just left. Yeah.
Right, okay. I think this is what she's getting at. She's saying to me, please tell her to think before she acts. Okay. There's some stuff that she's saying that she doesn't want you to get rid of. Okay. There's some stuff that you've put together that she's saying she don't want you to get rid of. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes, that would be some of my bedroom furniture. My mom wants me to get rid of it, but I've decided to take it along.
Right, okay. Because she's saying don't be told what to do with your things. Okay.
Yes.
She's saying to me don't be told what to do with your things, sweetheart, because she doesn't want you... taking things away that you really want to keep and then being upset about it, because some of them stuff that you've been asked to donate or get rid of, some of them mean some sort of sentimental value to you. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Because
other family members' things, yes.
Yeah. And she just said to me, Karen, please don't get rid of them. They mean the world to you. Okay. Don't be told what to do. I'm being told to tell you. Okay. You need to start and stand up to people who are telling you what to do, sweetheart, because what I'm thinking is that there's too many cooks and not enough, too many chiefs and not enough Indians around where you are. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes. That's right, from the place. They're doing demolition and they're doing all sorts of things. It's like the whole place is, they're just, the workers are just going crazy here. Yeah. Purposely, yeah.
Because this is what she's saying. She's saying there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Okay. What she wants you to do is just, you do things at your own time, sweet, please. I'm being told. Please do not commit to any of the word of anybody else around. I don't understand what she means. She's saying do not commit to any of the word that anybody else tells you. Would you understand what that means, please?
Maybe the gossip here in the building. Yeah, not to get involved with it.
Right, okay. Because she just told me that, and which to me that was very confusing, but obviously you understand what she means by it. Okay. She wants you to start and relax a little bit more. Okay. Things are going to work out in their own time, she's saying. Okay. She doesn't feel as though it's much longer that you are going to get the money for. Okay. For what you want.
I have 1 month
to go.
Yes.
Yeah. She doesn't feel as though it's going to be much longer before you get the whole lot of money together, because I do feel as though people are going to start helping and get you out of there, basically, because she's seeing things happening around you as well, Karen, that she doesn't like. Would that make sense?
Yes, that's what the tub there's something wrong with the tub. It, all of a sudden, it just,
yeah.
it got plugged up. They were up there. The workers were up there. I believe they did something.
Right, okay. Okay, because she feels as though there's something going on around you. Okay, basically. She feels as though there's something yeah. going on around you. She understands, yeah. she wants you to know that she's with you and she very much loves you. Okay, she very much yeah. loves you, Karen. And she is going to come down and she is going to help you by giving you some inspiration. She's just said to me, if you get thoughts of any kind or if you get ideas of any kind, it's her that's helping you. Okay, would that make sense?
Yes. Yes, okay. yes, because when the man yelled at me, I found two other boxes on my
yes.
walk home. Yes. Mixologist
yes.
over here. Yes, so that's
true. Yeah. So she says she's going to come and help you and give you some ideas of how you can do things and how things are going to start working. Okay. She wants you to know that she does love you very, very much, darling. Okay. And
yes.
she understands the pain that you're going through. Okay.
Yes.
She understands the pain that you're going through. And this is another reason she's coming down. She's giving you some comfort as well, sweetheart. Okay. She's giving you some comfort as well because she understands that the sight is being can upset you. Okay.
Yes.
So she's coming down. She's going to give you some comfort as well. But she's also going to come and help you and give you some ideas or give you some sort of inspiration of how you're going to do things and why, what you're going to do, where you're going to go, and do you know what, all the other things that come with it, okay? She says, but at this precise
yeah.
minute, you've got it pretty much sussed, okay? And she wants you to know that some of that pretty much sussed stuff that you've got going is some ideas that she's given you as well.
Okay.
Because you've had some ideas that you thought you'd never think of. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, yeah. There were some places that I never thought I would donate because they're right, they're close to me than going further than I was going. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. She wants you to start and stand up to people as well because I feel as though people around you are gossiping about you. All right? But she wants
yes.
you to start standing up to people as well, Karen. She understands what you're going through and she is going to be there. She is going to give you some inspiration, darling, okay? So please, please, please just keep a lookout for some little signs because she's going to give you some little signs as well, darling. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen. Oh, she's gone. Oh, there you go. She's gone already. Okay. Right, let's see where we are. Holly.
Hi there.
Good evening, darling. I'm okay, a bit stressed, but I'm all right.
Yeah. Anything you pick up is fine, thank you.
Okay. Holly, I feel as though you... either had a phone call or there's one coming. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel as though you're a bit... how can I put it? You're excited about something. I feel as though you're excited about something. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess moving. Yeah.
Sorry?
Moving.
Oh, you're moving as well, are you?
Yeah, this weekend.
Oh, my God. I'm moving next weekend. So, yeah, I feel as though you're excited about something and you have got what you wanted. Would that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though you've had a conversation with a certain someone this week as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel as though, Holly, it was a heart-to-heart. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel as though there was some good outcome of that heart-to-heart as well, sweetheart. Okay. I do feel as though there's some good outcome going to come out of it. All right. I do feel also that there is something coming towards you as well. There's, I feel something good's coming for you, sweetheart. I feel as though something's really good coming for you. Okay. I honestly do. I feel as though it could be either a job offer or somebody's going to give you some good news.
Okay.
I do feel as though it's something on them lines, darling. All right. I honestly feel as well that you've got a lot of spirit around you, giving you inspiration, giving you a lot of tendencies as well. Because by tendencies, I mean, I feel as though they're giving you ideas of some sort. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel as though you've had an idea spring to mind that you want to do. Okay. I do feel that. I feel as though it's going to be a good opportunity for you as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweetheart, would you understand that you've had spirit around you and somebody shouted your name really, really loudly, please?
No, I haven't heard that yet.
Well, just beware, keep an ear for it.
Okay,
just keep an ear for it, because I feel as though somebody's going to shout your name, but it's going to be a voice that you will recognize.
Okay.
I feel as though you've got not just a female figure of a spirit around you, I feel as though you've got a male spirit around you as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though you've got a male spirit around you as well, darling. And I do feel as though it's this male spirit that's going to shout your name. Okay. Okay. But I do feel as though he's watching over you more than life itself, to be perfectly honest, at this precise minute. All right?
Okay.
I don't know how I'm going to say this. It feels as though you need protection. I don't understand why, but it feels as though you need protection. Okay.
Yeah, because my job's in a bad neighborhood.
Sorry? Say that again.
My new job is in a bad neighborhood.
Right. Okay. All right. Probably why you feel as though you need protection then. Okay. He says he's looking out for you, but he does feel as though you need protection, because he feels as though the neighbourhood that you go into can be quiet, but sometimes it can get really loud. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes he feels as though there's things happen in that neighbourhood that shouldn't happen. Would you understand what he means?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is why he says he feels as though you need protection, sweet. Okay. He does understand. He does understand the morals that you've got at the minute. He does understand the things that you're going through right now. Okay. Trying to get a certain somebody on board with you, he's saying. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. He wants you to know that things will be better for you, but where you're going, you're just going to have to probably try and keep yourself to yourself. He said something about keep your eyes to the floor. Would you understand what he means?
No, say that again.
He said something about keeping your eyes to the floor. Would you understand what he means by that?
Yeah, I don't want to get involved with any of these people.
Right, okay. This is what he's saying. This is what he's saying, all right? He's saying you are going to make friends around there that's going to be nice friends. Okay. He said you are going to make friends around there that's going to be nice friends, but you also said you have to watch out for the dodgy people.
Watch out for what? The drug people?
The dodgy people, he's saying. He calls them dodgy people.
Oh, okay.
People. Yeah.
Okay.
He's laughing as he's saying that. Okay. He's saying that everything, you are going to be all right. You are going to be all right as long as you keep your doors locked. He's trying to make you laugh, sweetheart.
Okay. So I'm not laughing yet, but okay.
Yeah. He's saying as long as you keep your doors locked. He's just said to me he's going to be with you and this lady figure is going to be with you as well. He's saying something about this new home that you're going to, putting protection over it. Would you understand what he means by that?
No, but I appreciate it. I know how to do it, Jim.
Yeah, he's saying about putting protection over it, sweetheart. All right. He wants you to put protection around it. Okay. Just in case, just in case you get people that you don't want there. I think he's meaning like spirit-wise now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's just saying, just in case you get people that you don't want there, he's saying, all right? He also, he also wants you to start and look after yourself a little bit more.
Okay.
He wants you to start and look after yourself and be aware of your surroundings. Surroundings, he's saying.
Great.
Would you understand what he means by that? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bad feeling. He's giving me completely, Holly, but he's saying it's a bit different from where you are now. Would you understand what he means by that?
Yeah. And what does he say about Brian?
He's all right with Brian. He's all right with Brian. Okay, but he just doesn't like some of the ways that he's been, like, holding back and stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like it. He just wishes he'd make up his bloody mind, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He needs to make up his bloody mind of what he's doing and how far he's going to go. I don't understand what he means by that.
I do.
Yeah? He just says he understands... He understands his confusion, but yet he's got to start and think about his life in general. Would you understand what he means by that?
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. So he's just understanding that Brian needs... Yeah, obviously Brian's confusing at times, more times than enough, he's saying. But he does want him to start and come around a little bit more, and he is going to go influence Brian to come around a little bit more. He's saying, if nobody else can do it, I'm going to bloody well do it, he said. So I think we'll start to come round a little bit more now. Okay, because your brother said he's going to go influence him. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He's saying he's always going to stick up for you. Even though he's in spirit, he's always going to stick up for you no matter what. Would you understand what he means?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I feel as though he's a big brother. Would you understand that?
No, he's my little brother, but he's taller than me.
Ah, that's what he's giving me then. He's giving me a big person. But okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. Right, let me see where we're going. Oh, we've lost line 6, has disappeared. That makes the call queue very interesting indeed, because sandwiched in between line 5 and 7, we did have a line 6, but now we have two Ks. So we have K on 5 and K on 7. Wonderful, isn't it? Okay. I don't know whether Anna's going to get back to us or not. Anna was on line 6. In the meantime, we have Dee.
Good evening, Dee.
Hi, Tina. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm all right. Just had a difficult couple of days, but otherwise I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Whatever message spirit has for me.
Right, okay. See, you've got somebody around you that's understanding what you're going through right now, okay? This guy is around you. I feel as though it's a grandfather figure, sweetheart. Would you understand a grandfather?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. He's understanding what you're going through right now. He says that, yes, you're getting yourself down and worked up about what's going on. Would you understand that?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Because he wants you to calm yourself down. Okay. Stop losing your temper. Okay, he's saying, stop losing your temper. Sit and think. Would you understand why he's saying that, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because he feels as though you've lost your temper a little bit just lately. All right? He understands what you're going through, and he's going to come and help you as much as he possibly can. All right? But there is some things you've got to tackle head-on, he's saying. Would you understand why he's saying that, please?
Yes.
Right, okay. Because I feel as though these things you've got to tackle that's head on, sweetheart, is things of general nature. I do feel as though it's there's something not working for you at this precise minute. I feel as though there's something surrounding a job prospect or a job that's on or something. Maybe it's something to do with the house. That's getting you quite angry and quite frustrated. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I called the agent and he said that somebody else has offered more for that house and they have accepted the offer. So, but it didn't seem quite right because he should have called me back and checked with me.
Right.
I suspect they played some games, or I don't know whether it'll come back to me.
Okay. Okay, sweetheart. This is what he's talking about you losing your temper and wanting things. So he does say, keep a lookout. He's just saying to me, keep a lookout for anything else that comes available. Okay. He's saying keep a lookout for things that's come available because he knows how much you want this house built and he knows how much things mean to you right now. This is just a setback, he's saying. Okay, this is just a setback, darling. You are going to find something better, all right? Because them people obviously were playing games, he's saying. Then people are obviously playing games and it was only in it for the money, all right? So he thinks you may have just dodged a bullet there. Would that make sense?
Yeah, not sure, but if they would have been fair, then it would have worked out. And I'm still hopeful that something might turn around and
yeah.
They might come back. Do you see that a possibility?
It could be a possibility. Anything's a possibility, sweetheart. Okay. But I feel as though your grandfather is saying to look for something else because he was very wary of them people because they looked a bit, in his eyes, they looked a bit shifty. Would you understand what he means by that?
Yeah.
Okay. I think what he's only doing, darling, he's protecting you. All right, love. I think he's just protecting you, sweetheart, because he doesn't want anything more in your life to start of like go down a, as he's saying, go down a right, Warren, all right? He doesn't want anything to go down a hole anymore. He's saying that he's going to be helping you through with what you want to do, and he is going to help you through with anything that you decide, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've not only got one gentleman around you, sweetheart, you've got another gentleman around you as well, which I feel may be a uncle sort of figure because he's feeling like an uncle figure, all right? He wants you to know that the words of wisdom will always come around. I don't understand what he means by that, but maybe you will. Okay. He's saying to me, he's saying, please, please, please don't be down on yourself, Dave, because he wants you to succeed. Okay. He wants you to succeed. All you've got to now do is sit and reevaluate things. Well, do you understand what he means by that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he wants you to reevaluate things. All right. He does want you to reevaluate things around you. He wants to wants you to reevaluate what you're gonna do next. Okay. He wants you to reevaluate just general things in your life. Okay. Just general things around you that's in your life as well. He wants you to start and think about yourself for now. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I know you've got little man to think about, he's saying. Yeah, he knows you've got little man to think about, but what he generally wants you to do is that he wants you to reevaluate what's best for you right now. Okay. He wants you to reevaluate what's best for you, sweetheart. And he also says that things will come around. Karma will come around, he's saying. He's saying he's a very big believer in karma. Would you understand what he means by that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So he really does. They're both around you very much, darling. They're both around you. They're both sat watching you. They're understanding what you're going through as well, darling. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you, Tina. You have a lovely evening. Thank you.
Thank
again.
You very much, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Ah, right. Okay. So we went slightly under the 10 minutes there with that one, but okay, it's fine. Right. So what we'll do, I think we'll take a break here now. Because I'm looking at complicated call queue for the next three callers. It's kind of Veronica, Kay, and Kay. So, okay. It's going to be fun. But we'll take a break before we do that.
I don't know if it's real.
Oh, okay. We're back. Okay. Just a little reminder for people in the court queue there is that we don't have a Saturday and Sunday show this week. So there's no Saturday. And last Saturday was a special one, of course. We did the interview there with the lady there, Jackie. So that was kind of a special one. Whether we'll do more shows like that really depends on you, the callers and the listener, and what you want, because we had a fall off when Jackie finished, which was a bit ridiculous because we were going to ask Jackie to read with us, and when we realised that Jackie had actually rung off, so did everybody else, which is kind of not really fair because you're not playing the game, you know. We have a show on Friday, as far as I know. Chris will be with us on Friday. And then we don't have Kelly Jo for 2 weeks because apparently the first Sunday of every month we don't have Kelly anyway. And then the following Sunday is Mother's Day in the US. So I've already had ours in March, so ours is gone already. So yeah, okay then. All right, we'll bring Tina back online, and we're going to take Veronica first, followed by the two K's, which is going to be interesting. So it's Veronica first.
Good evening, Veronica. Hi, Mr. Marie. Again, I want to thank you for supporting the network. Thank you, Ken. And I hope that you do good clients. Please, you're very accurate. And thank you. And I thank you for letting me call in. I want to tell you, ma'am, that I know I spoke with you days ago. And today, less than an hour, the paper, some very important paperwork. 73 pages. I just signed it, and it's going to go through I'm in the U.S. and it's something very important with the and I just, if you can look at it, I got a congratulations halfway there. But I just want to know, am I going to get the whole congratulations? It takes another 3 to 7 days for the final. I'm in the middle. I'm in the final. What do you see in that? And anything with and then I'll ask you something else with that job.
Okay. Veronica, I can see that you're going to graduate fully because you've put a lot of hard work into what you're doing, okay? And the course is what you wanted to do, okay? I do feel as though this is a course that you've always wanted to do, and this is a course that you've wanted to do for your whole life, right?
Yeah.
I do feel as though it's something on the lines of beautician or hairdressing. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I do feel so you are going to graduate this course because you have been working so hard for it. Okay. I do feel so you've been working so hard and you have been doing what you have to be doing. Okay. I really understand the work you put into it as well, and I do fairly understand the amount of frustration that you've gone through with it. But I do feel as though you are going to graduate with full honours.
That's beautiful. And on the paperwork that I did today, on the way, but they have to do another thing because, again, it has to do, again, in the U.S. Am I going to be fully, do you see me fully complete, check, I don't know the question, I don't know how to say it, but am I going to be able to get it? Am I going to pass through?
I don't feel as though you're going to pass through. I don't understand. I reckon it's just like for a business or something. You just got the work in for. I do feel as though you're going to get passed through because you've got nothing stopping you from passing through, sweetheart. Okay. I don't feel as though there's anything going to stop from passing, to be honest. I honestly feel as though things are going to go straight through 100%. And I do feel as though things are going to start, because I feel as though this paperwork is one that could change your life forever. Would that make sense?
True. Okay. But you do see that I passed it, basically, am I passing my whole background? I passed before intensively, believe it.
I can see you passing straight through, sweetheart, because I can't see anything stopping you. I don't see anything stopping you or getting in the way of it, okay? I really honestly don't, because I feel as though everything that you've filled out on the paperwork, you've not lied about it. You've told the truth with everything. Okay. There was one particular question where it asked you some sort of subject, and you've told the truth with that one. I do feel as though I can't see anything stopping you, to be perfectly honest, Veronica. I really can't. Because you're true to your word, you will do what you have to do, and you will look after whatever it is you're going to be after. Would that make sense at all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I don't see anything stopping you, sweetheart. I don't see anything stopping it, to be perfectly honest. It's an application. I do feel as though, and again, this just could be an application where you want to set up a business, or something on that line. I do feel as though it's going to be a growing one. I do feel as though it's some people you're going to get a lot of clientele for it. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But I do feel as though there's nothing going to get in your way, Veronica. I really don't feel as though nothing's going to get in your way, darling, okay?
I have another quick question. The background I passed. Now there's another one I asked you, please. I'm just gonna tell you like weather pattern. It has to do with the weather that I wanted them to come to my area, to the area. I've been doing my thing. And now that if I'm gonna pass, which is a very high thing, would I be able to have that? Would they be able to come now? Would they take my word that I'm not just, I don't discriminate nobody, but the U.S. do that on their careers. We have the opportunity for them to come to the area, the one I'm thinking about. What do you see in that? Can you see it? I'm thinking about it.
I can see it happening, sweetheart, okay? Again, you're somebody to be trusted. You're somebody to be faithful to you. Somebody you can rely on. Okay. I understand that these people are going to come through, but yeah, they're going to like you, sweetheart. There's one thing with you, Veronica, that you need to stop is that you're self-doubt. You need to stop the self-doubt and stop questioning yourself. Okay. Because I feel with this one that you are actually questioning yourself and you are doubting yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes. Self-esteem. 100%.
Yes. Well, you need to stop questioning yourself and you need to stop doubting yourself, darling. All right? You know what you're capable of. You know what you're capable of, darling. All right? And I understand what you're capable of. All right, you're capable of much more than what you think you're capable of. All right, I do feel as though this capability is going to come out as well. All right, I do honestly feel as though this capability is going to come out as well, sweetheart, because I feel as though you could take on a lot more than what you are taking on right now. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You just need to stop doubting yourself, darling. You really do need to stop doubting yourself, because it's just, these self-doubts are going to keep putting more self-doubt into you, all right? You need to stop questioning yourself, because them questions are going to ask questions. Okay.
Oh.
So,
got it.
So, right, okay. So you need to stop questioning yourself, Veronica, because them questions that you're questioning yourself with is going to start asking questions again. All right, darling.
Yes.
You know what you're capable of. You've just got to go with the flow, basically, and ride with the wind, because these things that you're self-doubting yourself with and questioning yourself with are completely insane. Absolutely insane, darling. All right? So you know what you're capable of. You know what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Okay? Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Makes sense.
Yeah? So you need to stop. This one thing you need to stop, darling, all right?
I have a quick question, please. You don't do. I know your rules, and I respect that. I have I caught the L looking at me. It's another the one that I'm going through, and I just want to know if they're trying to get me into trouble or because where I did my paperwork, they're gonna find out. I mean, they're gonna find out. I'm gonna do a throw. I don't care.
I don't understand what you mean get you into trouble. What do you mean by get you into trouble?
I just want to know if there's like a man watching me, observing me, what I'm doing, what the business is at.
Yeah, I feel as though there's always people watching you, Veronica, but I don't feel as though anybody's going to get you into trouble, sweetheart. I mean, what they're going to get you into trouble with? Seriously, what they're going to get you into trouble with, darling? See, you've not done anything wrong. You're not doing anything illegal, all right? You're not doing anything that shouldn't be done, okay? So I don't understand why people want to get you into trouble, sweetheart. So I don't think you're going to get into trouble of any sort, sweetheart, okay?
Thank you. I'm calmer now. Appreciate it. Thank you, Tina Marie.
All right. Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim, for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
Love you.
Oh, our call queue is quite low this evening. We're at 1 hour and 6 minutes, and we have the 2Ks still with us. Anna called off on a very strange number, and my wife said, it could be from a, what did you say? A Kindle.
A Kindle
device, because instead of giving a phone number, apparently it gives a, like a PIN number. So nobody knows who you are. Wonderful. Okay. Right, let's see. We're going to our first K then, line 5, K number 1.
Yes. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how can I help?
Hi, this is Karen, and I'm calling from South Florida. And you helped me a couple weeks ago when I found out that my estranged brother had died, and since that time, I feel like a lot of the abuse and trauma that I have worked through. In my life I thought I healed from it and processed it and was released from it. And since he died, I have felt like a swell of that abuse has come back, and all the trauma along with it, as well as feeling suffocated, overwhelmed, depressed. And I spent a lifetime healing from this stuff, and I was really on my way and doing very well overall emotionally. And I feel like it's just, I don't know where it has come from or what it is, but it feels like an undertow. And I'd just like to some insight or some help or some message with about it, if you can.
Right. First of all, Karen, the healing angels are coming to you. Okay. The healing angels are going to come to you because they are seeing all the trauma that you're going through. Okay. I do have a male spirit with me. Okay. He's saying to me, please, please, please do not dwell on the past. Do not dwell on the past. Okay. He is very much with you, darling. Okay. He's very much with you. All right. He's seeing what you're going through and he actually sits with you. All right, darling. He's saying he can understand all this trauma. He can understand all this pain. He can understand that people, there's some people around you at this precise minute, Karen. I feel as though they're not being very nice. Okay. I do feel as though there's some
I'm not really around anybody right now. I've been isolating for a long time, especially with COVID, and I'm away from everybody I know, and I moved to a new area. And you know, but it's not a matter of dwelling on it. I'm trying to get on with my life, and it's a matter of the feeling of undertow. It's more of a feeling that grabs me rather than anything, and I work mentally to try and get out of it, but it's not really working. And it's not really dwelling on the past, but there is at times benefit in reflection. But, you know, it's really a feeling of undertow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this male spirit is going to come down. He's going to come. He's with you. And he's going to come and he's going to help you through this. Okay, sweetheart. He wants you to start thinking of something that you want to focus on. Okay. He's saying you've got something you want to focus on. So can you start and focus on that? Okay. Because there is something that you're wanting to do, I'm being told, that you are very much focused on, but you just haven't got the motivation to think about doing it. Would that make sense?
Well, no, I need the money to do it, but I'm still focused on it anyway. When I'm not feeling this undertow and this overwhelm from this emotion, from being sucked back into this abuse and trauma, it's like PTSD or something, except it's a very heavy feeling, and it's like an undertow. It keeps pulling me down, down, down.
Yeah.
I don't know who this male spirit is, and I don't want to allow somebody in who I don't know.
All right. Okay. I do feel as though it's a spirit of, I feel as though it's a father figure. I feel as though it's a father figure, or it may be your brother. Okay. It may be.
I don't want any contact with, I feel like he's tried to contact me a few times, and I've had to beg my angels to shoo him away.
Who's that, your brother?
Yeah, I've begged my angels to shoo him away. I feel like he's trying to contact me a few times, and I feel like he's not honoring my request for him to stay away. And he's re-traumatizing me by trying to contact me from the other side now.
Right, okay. Okay. Well, do you understand a father spirit? A spirit, a father in spirit?
Yeah.
Somebody, is this someone you want to contact, or is this somebody who you would want to contact you before I carry on?
Well, you know, my father's fine, my mother's fine. I have two brothers in spirit. The one who I found out about recently, it's not okay to contact him. My other brother who died decades ago, it's okay to contact him. So my father is fine, my mother's fine, yeah.
Right, okay. Okay. Because it's a male spirit, sweetheart, okay? It is a male spirit, all right? I do feel as though it's either... I don't feel as though it's a spirit that's just passed. I don't feel as though it's a spirit that's just passed. I do feel as though
Well, he didn't just pass, but I just found out a couple of weeks ago. But he's been dead for 10 months. He didn't just pass. He's been dead for 10 months. I just found out a couple weeks ago. Yeah, because we were estranged. So I had no way of,
Okay. Would you understand the spirit that's been past 5 years or more?
Well, yeah, that would be either my father or my brother or my mother, actually.
Right, it's a male spirit. It is a male spirit that's been past 5 years or more, he's saying. I've got to tell you, 5 years or more. Okay?
Yeah, yes.
It is this spirit that's looking after you. It is this spirit that's looking after you. As I say, it could either be your father or your other brother that you got on with. Okay. They are seeing sorrow coming from you. They are seeing pain. They are going to come down and they are going to try and inspire you and try and take some of the pain away. Angels are coming down to heal you. Okay. There is angels coming down to heal you. There is ascending masters going to come down and teach you to pull back on yourself as well, sweet. Okay. This male spirit saying, no matter what, we will get you back to where you were. Okay. So if you feel as though somebody is contacting you or trying to contact you, it is either your father or your brother. Not the brother that's just passed, because they have ascended and they have done what you've asked them to do. They have sent him away. Okay. I'm being told that it's either going to be your father or your brother that's contacting you. They are going to come and help you. So's mum. All right. Because mum's there as well. Mum's going to come and help you because she understands. She's just saying. Okay. She's
Did she ever get to the bottom of it? You said she was basically trying to get him to get to the bottom of this. And I'm wondering if she got to the bottom of it.
She was digging as deep as she possibly could, sweetheart, she said. She was digging as deep as she possibly could, but nobody will own up. Would you understand what she means by that?
No, I can't quite... I didn't quite hear what you said. Would you mind repeating it, please?
Okay. She said, Karen, she said that she was digging as deep as she can, but nobody would own up. Would you understand what
she...
Oh,
got it. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they were all in on it together, but the one who really has started it all and who has been dripping the poison my entire life is... my sister, who is her favorite, her favorite. So nobody wants to own up to it. That doesn't surprise me. Nobody will.
Okay.
Yeah, that's no surprise. Yes. Okay.
Your mum said she was digging barrels, but she tried to get people to own up, but nobody would own up. But I do think this is a conversation that me and you both should have, but in private. Okay. I do feel as though there's going to be a lot more said if me and you can get together. If you can give me a message maybe on Facebook and we'll have a chat on Facebook, because I do feel as though it's a very sore subject. Okay.
It is. It broke up our family. Yeah.
But I do feel as though it's a very sore subject, Karen, but I do feel as though it's one that me and you could maybe get together with on Facebook and have a chat on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, darling. Okay, because what I'm getting in now, I cannot repeat. And I mean, I cannot repeat, darling, because it's private. It's a very private thing, okay? Because I do want to contact you and we do need to talk about this, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Karen. Right. Okay. We said that we had two Ks in the call queue. Well, obviously, the names both start with the letter K, but one is I should have known. Right. Let's see where we are then. 9-7 is definitely, this one is definitely K.
Good
evening. Hello, my name is K. Yes.
How can I help
you? Thank you.
Actually, whatever spirit gives you, I do have some questions around my love life, but whatever spirit gives you, I'm open to it this evening.
Right, okay. Kay, would you understand? I'm getting something about some very unexpected news or some news of some sort that you feel as though it shocked you a little bit. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Okay, we are on the right line. So. Right, sweetheart, this news shouldn't have shocked you because it was well, you're well worth the news. I don't understand what it means. I don't know whether it was good news or bad news, but it was worth telling you and being told. Would you understand that?
I do. I got a job.
Right. Okay, so it was good news.
I got a new job.
Good news on the aspect then.
Yes. Got a new job, yes.
Yeah, it's just like when spirits speak to me, I don't really want to put my foot in my mouth, you know what I mean? It feels as though I'm going to put something like that. Okay, so congratulations on your new job, darling. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This job is, they're saying, is well suited for you. Would you understand
that? Wow, wonderful. Yes. I'm finally going back to what I have always done.
Right.
So I'm ready for that, yes.
Right, okay. This job is one where you're suited because they're saying to me, Kay, it's one where she gives a lot of care in what she does. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Definitely. Okay. The same with this job. These new employers are going to look at you and you are going to go far with this company. Okay?
Yes.
So you're going to go far with this company. But I don't feel as though the position that you've got is anything but like maybe near on managerial sort of aspects. Would that make sense?
It is managerial, yes.
Right, okay, because this is what they're giving me, Kay. This is what they're giving me. You've got a lady figure around you. She comes in with a gentleman, okay, and they're saying that you're very, very proud of the person that you are becoming.
Thank you.
Okay.
My mom and my dad.
Right, okay. I was just going to say it feels like a mother and father figure. Okay, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. They're very proud of the person that you're becoming. They're very proud of what you've achieved, okay, in your life.
Wow.
They're very, very proud of the things that you've done and the steps you have taken. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, because the steps that you have taken, they're saying, is... some of the steps that people would never take before. I don't understand what they mean by that. But it feels as though they're saying to me, it's the steps you have taken is the steps that some people would never think to take. Would you understand what they mean by that, please?
I think I do, if it's about my family. Yes.
Right, okay. I think what they're doing at the minute, I think they're just dropping clues and you're putting the pieces together automatically, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. You've come further than others, they're saying. You have come a lot further than others.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
I'm presuming I'm presuming these puzzles, the bits that they're giving you, is what you're obviously thinking about and not anticipating. But I feel as though you're going to go a bit further and some people are going to unleash a lot of jealousy. Are going to unleash a lot of jealousy, darling. Okay. The jealousy, on the jealousy aspect of it, sweetheart, you just don't listen, basically. Just don't listen to what anybody says or anybody does or anybody thinks, because... you have got it in you to do what you have to do, and you have got it in you to keep on the track that you're going, okay? I want you to keep on with everything. Do not take a downfall with everybody getting so what they're going to do and jealousy and all the other aspects in it, okay?
Okay.
Kay,
Understood.
Hey, go on, carry on, sorry.
No, I was saying, I totally understand that because I just had a conversation with my sister-in-law about a family member who has been saying some really not so nice things to another family member, and it's all about jealousy. So, yeah.
Right, okay. So you understand what they're talking about, basically. Okay.
Yes, totally.
Okay, well, do you understand during one night you woke up and you felt as though you felt somebody sitting on your bed? Would you understand that?
Yes, yes, yes. I actually started screaming, and my partner woke me up. She said I was screaming and fighting.
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand what they're saying. They don't understand why you were screaming and fighting. It was only us. Okay. Oh. Mum and Dad were sat on your bed watching you. All right. Mum and Dad were sat on your bed watching you. Obviously, yes, they scared the pants off you. Okay.
Yes.
They scared the pants off you. They didn't mean to scare the pants off you, darling, but they wanted you to know that they was there. Okay.
Oh, okay.
They wanted you to know that they was there. Okay. Would you understand that you've heard some voices around you that's been calling your name?
I think so. I wasn't sure, but yeah, I think so.
Okay. Because I feel as though there's voices been around you that's been calling your name, darling. Okay. I want you to understand.
Who is that?
I don't know. They're not saying. Okay.
Okay.
Saying. All right. Okay, I don't want to ask you this question, okay, because I'm frankly didn't upset you, but I've got to ask it anyway because your mum and dad are insisting on me asking you it.
Okay.
Would you understand a baby in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay. Right, okay. Because they've come through with a baby, darling. They've come through with a baby. They've just brought me a baby. Okay?
Wow.
Please don't get upset. Okay. I feel as though the baby is a little girl. Okay. I don't know whether it was miscarriage or it's just really hard. I hate things like this, Karen. I really do. I hate it.
I understand.
The saying baby is fine. Okay. Baby comes around you as well. I'm very sorry to have asked it, Kay, but it's like they was asking me to ask you.
It's fine.
Baby is very much around you. Baby is very, very well. Okay?
Please
do not be upset with me asking you. They're asking, please.
No.
As long as
I never think about it.
Sorry?
I never think about it, so
Right, okay. They're asking me to tell you that baby's fine, but baby's around you as well. Okay, giving you cuddles and what have you, do you know what I mean? Giving you lots of cuddles as well, sweetheart. Okay. I really didn't want to ask you because like wanting me to tell you.
No, it's fine for me.
Okay, but there's things around you that's going to be okay, all right? You're going to get on well with this new job, sweetheart. You're going to get on really well with this new job. And things are going to start looking up for you, darling, as well, I'm being told. Please, just ignore the negativity I've been told to tell you. All right, darling?
Okay. Well, I do have a question about love life then.
Okay. Well,
how are things going to work? Because I'm in a little bit of a limbo on what I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I know what I want. I'm not the most patient person in the world. So
I feel as though your heart's telling you one thing, head's telling you another. Well, that makes sense.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. You've got to sit and think, basically.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, darling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thanks very much, Kay.
Thank you, Kay. It's lovely when people are happy with the reading, because we try to give everybody 10 minutes, if possible. But if they're happy with the reading before 10 minutes, then we can fit some more lovely people in. Okay, let's see where we are. Queen.
Good evening.
My lady, how are you?
I'm good. Looking forward to moving, Mike. But yeah, it's going to be very stressful. I can feel it. But apart from that,
let's take the stress out of it. It's going to be all right. It's going to be easier than you imagine.
Okay, I'll believe that when I hear it, when I see it. We'll say that, shall we? I'm not one of these that's normally skeptic, but I'll believe it when I see it. Right? Okay.
Well, yeah, well, expect to see it.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to say to me today, my lady?
Say that again, my queen.
What do you have to say to me today? What are the words of wisdom you have to say to me?
The words of wisdom I've got to say to you today is very, very, very well done. Would you understand
why
I am saying that?
Yes.
Okay, because I have just got to be told to tell you very, very, very well done on things that you are doing right now, things you are conquering right now. Okay, there is some things that you are doing that's making a lady spirit very, very proud. Would you understand what she means by that?
I'm not sure exactly, but I'm happy. She's happy. She's proud.
Okay. She's understanding that she wants you to achieve, but this precise minute she thinks you're overdoing. Would you understand that?
Maybe.
Okay. She doesn't want you overdoing it, my queen, okay? She does not want you overdoing it because she is very worried about you, very, very worried about you, because she's saying she thinks you're taking on too much at this precise minute. She wants you to start and try and relax a little bit more and take some time for yourself. Would you understand what she means by that?
Yes.
Okay, I feel as though it's a mother spirit. Okay, I do feel as though it's a mother spirit, and she is looking out. She says she's just looking out for your best interests. Okay, she says she's looking out for your best interests. Yes, you've got things rocking and rolling, she's saying, but she doesn't want you overdoing it with everything that you're trying to put things into one basket. She's saying you're trying to put eggs into one basket and too many are going in. What do you want to talk to me by that?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying, this is what she's saying. This is where she's very worried about you, darling. Okay. This is where she's very worried about you. She's saying she's loving the jewellery. Loving the jewellery. Mind you, so am I as well. She's loving the jewellery that you're doing. Very, very, very traditional, she's saying. Would you understand what she means by that?
Yes.
She's saying something about necklaces. Would you understand anything about necklaces?
Well, I do make them.
Okay. But she's saying something about necklaces. All right. She's definitely saying something about necklaces. She's saying something about a necklace with a jewel in the middle of it. Would you understand what she means by that?
Yes, and someone is asking about something like that, so yes.
Right, okay. This is where she's getting at then. This must be what she's getting at then. Okay. She's saying about a necklace with a jewel on it. Okay. She's giving me like a blue topaz. A blue topaz jewel. Would you understand that?
Not yet.
Okay. She's giving me a blue topaz. Okay. This is the jewel that she's giving me. She's giving me the jewel of a blue topaz. Okay. So maybe I'm going to ask you to make a necklace with a blue topaz in it. Okay. I think it's representing a birth sign. Or a birthstone. I can't remember which one blue topaz is. But she's I feel as though it's representing a blue topaz stone for a birth sign. Okay.
Okay.
Would you find anything by that?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Just be aware of that coming. Okay.
All right.
Just be aware of that coming, my queen, because I do feel as though that's going to come. All right. I do feel as though that's going to come to you. And I do feel as though there's going to be another order for some jewelry for the rings around you as well. Okay. I do feel as though that, but they're saying, can you try and get a bit more help? Because they feel as though you need a bit more help, my queen. Would you understand that?
I'm working on it.
Okay. They're saying they see you working on it. They say that they see you working on it. Okay. They want you to work on it because they don't feel as though you can do everything yourself. Okay. Because I feel as though the online orders are actually coming in. Would that make sense?
What kind of orders?
The online orders.
Oh, online orders, yes.
Yeah. I do feel as though that's coming in and it's going to start where it's going to start going. It's really going to start working.
Wonderful.
Okay. I do feel as though that's going to come in. But I do feel as though people's going to start asking you for necklaces as well. Okay. I do really feel as though people are going to start asking you for necklaces as well. Because you're selling rings, you're selling bracelets. But I do feel as though people are going to start asking for necklaces. Obviously, you do make them, but you don't want to make them and them not sell, okay? Your mum, I think it's your mum that's with me, my queen, okay? And I do feel as though she wants you to start and do some of the other stuff. She's talking to me, and I don't know what she means by this, but she's talking to me about incense now. Would you understand anything to do with incense?
Yes.
Okay, because she's talking to me about incense. Okay. I don't understand what she's meaning, but the incense will go far, she said. Would you understand what she means by that?
Okay, I'll accept that. I used to make it years ago. I'm thinking of making more incense and oils. I gave her a job working with my incense decades ago, if it's my mother.
Right, okay. Okay. This is what she's getting at then. Okay, obviously. This is what she's getting at, obviously. I can see you being a teacher again. I can see you starting to teach again. Okay. If you're not teaching now, but there's something to do with teaching being told as well, my queen. Would you understand that?
Yes, I'm open to that.
Right, okay. Because she's saying something about teaching and teaching the traditional ways, but teaching the new age ways as well, she's saying. Okay. A bit and mix and both, she's saying. Would you understand what she means by that?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's very, very, very proud of the way you are. I mean, the things she's, I can see her just so clearly at the minute. She's dressed in a, like, something white. She's dressed in like a white robe. Would you understand a white robe?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's dressed in a white robe and she's got like a tiara on. But I wouldn't call it a tiara. I call it one of the bands that go around the front of your head. Would you understand that?
I can visualize it. I've never seen her like that, but I can visualize it.
I feel as though she's got a band that's going around her head that fastens at the back. Okay. And he's got a jewel in the middle of it as well.
Interesting. Thank you,
okay.
My lady.
All right, my queen. Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure, as always.
Thank you.
That's very interesting, isn't it? You know, it's a reminiscence of Egypt and Ethiopia. That type of thing, yeah. Because the band that they used to wear and the robe in the picture book that we see, we haven't got much history on the drawings in Egypt there, but that's the type of thing I'm looking at. Yeah. Okay. Right. We've kind of run out of callers for the moment, ladies and gents. So with 30 minutes on the clock, we'll take a little piece of music and we'll see what happens next. So what can we have? What can we do? What can we have? Okay. Let's have a bit of this. Okay then, we've got 27 minutes of live air on the clock. So there's still a chance for you to call in, but you've got to do it now because we've taken seven lovely callers this evening. One called off, we would have had eight. And we've played some music as well for you. So, you know, today, on average, we can only take between 7 to 8 calls. Anyway, we have taken up to 10 calls. And when we get over 10, sometimes we have to reduce minutes. We haven't had to do that for a while, but it's like, I think we're going to call it a day because I'm looking like, now it's like nobody's called in the last 15 minutes, and Tina is in the process of moving this weekend, so you know, I think we'll give Tina a big thank you there for being with us on Mondays and Wednesdays. Oh, we have somebody there. Wait a minute. I think I know who this is, actually. So just bear with me. Because this is Karen. Karen said, called back and wanted to know how to contact you, Tina. So I can't actually find your page there. But just bear with me.
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Karen, will you send your friend's request again, sweetheart, because I got it, but I actually accidentally declined it. So if you send it again to the one you've just sent it to, I will accept you this time. I have sent you a couple of messages, so if you check your message request as well, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, I wasn't able to message you because I can't find you on Messenger, and there's no way to message you on Facebook, so I just had to submit a friend request. Because that was the only way I could contact you. But, okay, I'll look at my messages, and I'll send one again. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, you're more than welcome,
Okay.
Thanks, Karen. That's a good job. I recognise the number there. Yeah, just come in. We were just about to leave, but say Karen's called back twice now, and if I didn't recognise the number, then I wouldn't have been able to do that. So happy to help wherever we can. Normally there is a clickable link there, ladies and gentlemen, and there's a clickable link there on all pages, and it normally goes directly to either a website or a Facebook page there. So if you see today's guest, next to where it says today's guest, that will be a clickable link on most shows whenever we can possible. In some cases, people don't have a website, so we can't always turn it into a link. But wherever there's a website, we will endeavour to turn it into a link for you. So we're going to say a very big thank you once again to Tina. And Tina, all the best with the move. And
thank
we
you.
Look forward
thank
to
you.
Catching you again soon, yeah?
Yeah, I'll be back in about
a lovely. Okay, thank you very much, Tina. Right, we're going to wrap it up then, ladies and gents. We've got no more time there. If somebody called, we could only take one more anyway. So let's see what we got for you.
Maybe now and then I think about me now and who I could have been. And then I picture all the perfect that we lived. Till I cut the strings on your tiny violin. Mind of its own right now and it makes me hate me. I'll explode like a dynamite if I can't decide, baby.
Crossroads.